Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about the fact that we exist and we live on Earth here in a physical body. That our physical and mental lives are intimately connected and that changes in one, because of that, can mean dramatic changes in the other. Generally speaking, when it comes to our physical health, the healthier we are or any increases we're able to make in our physical health, that tends to show up as an enhanced and an increased, you know, mental well-being or mental health as well. So resilience improves and our ability to deal with stress and difficulty improves as well. Basically, the fitter we are, the healthier we are, the happier we are. And obviously, the physical benefits of exercise are really, really well known, and we're not going to get into too many of those here, but it is worth pointing out that the healthier we are, the more positive health gains we can make, the more positive aging process we have, we can stay healthier for longer. What's less commonly known, however, are some of the really beneficial elements of exercise in relation to our mental health. And some studies have actually found that exercise can be as effective as antidepressants in some presentations as a way of managing the symptoms of depression and getting people through those. And we're not talking about particularly vigorous exercise here either. We're talking about, in some of those studies, even 3 30-minute walks a week was enough to have a really positive and beneficial impact on mood. And one of the reasons that is when we exercise, we produce endorphins, which are our own natural feel-good chemicals. When we do semi-vigorous exercise, particularly cardio and definitely vigorous exercise, we also burn stress hormones, and that helps us to give us a sense of relief and the benefits of relaxation. And that can carry on for up to a day or two after we've exercised. The other thing is, when you think about exercise, it's common that we have to leave whatever might be stressing us out or causing us difficulty to engage in that activity. We get out, we get some fresh air, and that's really, really important. Some of the other benefits are that exercise allows us to engage with the natural world, to get some clean air. People who exercise use that exercise as a goal, and so whenever we're goal-oriented, we're more likely to feel better about ourselves, and when we tick those boxes, when we meet those goals, then we get the added benefit of feeling really good about that as well. We're naturally inclined to then choose another goal to pursue. And so that process of feeling good just keeps getting better and better over time. Another really important benefit of exercise is that it so easily lends itself to being a social activity. Walking with someone, doing team sports, all of those have a social element that can also be really, really important as well. But if you're not going to exercise socially, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get any benefits either. Because even time to yourself can be a really restorative and helpful thing that can help you to engage, you know, with some mindfulness activity and just get used to being in the moment. That can be, you know, not only physically good for you, but also really mentally good for you as well. So get physical this week with Mind Games.